Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
We're on the air.
Back. Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break.
Simple, you are an idiot.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
If you are joining us tonight for our event at Ruhlman Steakhouse, I have an update for you on parking. If you cannot park, if the main parking lot is full, I talked to Phil about this yesterday. Across the highway, Highway 6, there's a street called Silver Street right across from Ruhlman's, basically. It goes below a railway pass. And there's parking over there. There'll be a shuttle that will bring you over to the steakhouse from the parking area. So Silver Street, if the lot is full, go to Silver Street across the highway, below the railroad pass, and then you will find a parking lot there with a shuttle that will bring you over to Ruhlman's. Yes, it's a shuttle event tonight. It's a shuttle event tonight at Ruhlman's. That's dead serious.
Could just be somebody on a golf cart.
Could be.
Yeah. I can't imagine a full-blown shuttle.
Yeah, I don't think they're...
Maybe it's a limo.
We're not hauling in thousands of people.
It's kind of cool, though. Yeah. Good job, Phil.
I wonder who's driving the golf cart. I'd like to know who that is. That'd be a fun job.
Get Ellie to do it.
It'd be a fun job.
That would be fun. It would be fun.
What do you guys do? I drive the overflow golf cart for Phil Ruhlman.
Okay, it's going to be a fun event.
You'll have your first prime rib in years tonight. You said it's been a long time.
Yeah, I wonder how many. I don't know how long exactly, but it's been a long time. I can't remember it, so. I don't always get prime rib. That's part of it.
Tonight you will.
You guys eat more prime rib, I think.
I don't eat that much prime rib. I like it when I have it. Just don't
order
it.
Same thing. It's kind of like, okay, it's there. All right. The chance of me ordering a prime rib. Duke gets prime rib 3 times a week. You know,
he'll be excited.
Remember the situation I told you about this, where a couple of months ago Duke had to go to the ER
because
he overdosed on prime rib. He ate two. No, true story. He went to the ER because he had eaten too much prime rib.
Duke, yeah. That's embarrassing.
What was it causing, bro?
I don't know. He's got some gastral issues, maybe. So I'm not sure exactly.
Stomach issues.
Yeah, gastral issues.
How much did you eat?
Julia's wife had to whisk him to the ER because he ate. He had like the 32-ounce prime rib.
Ate all the fat.
Yeah, so there's a lot.
He ate the fat, ate everything, and then all of a sudden he's in the ER. But he's okay now.
Really,
but he's eaten prime rib since, though.
I'm sorry.
He's not stopped.
It's not like that. Yeah, you want tequila? I won't touch that. There was a night that I won't ever go back to that again. Duke was back in the saddle pretty quick.
The next day.
Yeah, pretty quick. Load him up.
It's a lot of prime rib. Well, life is good for Duke.
Yeah, it's really good. Tell you what, and then there's always the conversation of, is it the horseradish sauce that you like, or is it the actual horseradish? The little horseradish with prime rib is really good.
You like that?
Yeah. I'm more than horseradish.
Never had that.
Do you?
There'll be an option tonight for horseradish in some in some avenue.
I like that. Yeah. Interesting.
Phil, let us know what the horseradish situation will be for tonight. I'd like to know what that is.
Jake, the last prime rib I had, you were there, actually. Yeah. It was at Yankee Stadium. That's when it was.
You had prime rib there?
They had prime rib. They absolutely had prime rib. It was the best
spread. I don't know if I had it.
It was the best spread you could ever imagine.
The spread was incredible.
Jake was in the booth?
I was in the press box at Yankee Stadium.
I did not know that.
Yes.
Yeah, I knew he was there for the game. Yeah. I didn't know he had. So he was in the press box. And Jake
was in the press box.
Ian Swim.
And Carricker. And Adam Carricker
like
up there,
common
too.
Sportsters, you know? I mean, just like with me.
Were they doing? Just yucking it up? They weren't writing anything.
We were watching the game.
Just watching the game?
They were watching.
We were taking notes. We did some videos up there.
Yeah, they did stuff. They comported.
They did videos, like what? Like picture of Jake? And it's like,
no, that's not. That's a picture. We did a video. We were doing an update during halftime, pregame, postgame.
They were being media.
We were being respectful of the area. And we did it. You know,
I don't think
I
got invited on this trip. This is interesting. I didn't get invited. Now it's just gotten awkward, hasn't it?
No.
I was not invited on this in any stretch. Thanks, Jake.
I don't know if Bill wanted to go to the Pinstripe Bowl in New York City to see Nebraska and Boston.
Bill, it
would have
been a lot for you.
It looked like it was pouring rain.
It rained a lot. It was a soggy setup. The sun never was out the entire day.
Yeah.
It's kind of depressing, actually, besides them winning the game.
I don't think the sun ever really comes out there that much.
But it did not for sure that day.
You lived out there.
I lived out there, yes.
Depressing.
I've been to Yankee Stadium numerous times for different events, and especially for high school games, and it was always just miserable.
You've been there. You've been to the Bronx Yankee Stadium numerous times.
Yeah, it was so hard.
Quite a
As a non-baseball guy,
it was so hard to get inside. It was like just to go watch the playoff games and the championship game. It was like the security. I finally just had to convince this young lady, probably about 25 years old, that worked in some capacity for the Yankees, just to be like, I'm like, finally, she's like, I'm just gonna get you in. I mean, because you had to have your name on the... I mean, I sat there in this holding pen for like an hour just to get into, through security, to get into
really?
For the game. Yeah, it was horrific. But finally, got in. But it's kind of cool that for a while, I'm like, I'm standing right in the middle of Yankee Stadium watching a football game on a Thursday night in the rain. It was in the rain. It was.
There is something cool about being in Yankee Stadium. I mean, the money's evident. The money was evident by the food. You'll never have that.
That was an awesome spread. I don't think I had the prime rib, though.
I did.
But everything else was awesome. Yeah.
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So, whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
It's a good time. Ruhlman's tonight, Highway 6 in between Lincoln and
South
Omaha
side.
In Ashland on the south side of Highway 6. Yesterday...
Side of the road.
south side of Highway 6.
Right, right. Well, so, we're going to Ruhlman's.
Now, if you go back to December, BYU... got a huge commitment in basketball. The number 2 overall player in the country, AJ Debantsev, commits to BYU, a 5-star. Well, yesterday they got another 5-star in football, quarterback Ryder Lyons, choosing BYU over Oregon, USC, Ole Miss, and others. The first 5-star to commit to BYU since 2010.
Who was that in 2010?
I wish I had that pulled.
Do you know where he broke the? You know where he broke the news?
On the Pat McAfee show.
Wow.
That's what he did.
Wow. He went on Pat McAfee and did it.
Broke the news.
I swear to God, I read last night that this writer, Jackson Payne, wrote that it was the biggest recruiting coup in BYU history. I swear to God, he changed his lead overnight.
Oh,
because now it just says BYU just earned one of its biggest recruiting wins. I was sitting at Cielo Lindo last night, and I burrito. Swear to God, chicken burrito and light on the sauce, rice, beans, and a margarita. I swear to God that he wrote BYU just earned its biggest recruiting win in program history, and then it's possibly changed that lead overnight because now it's just one of the biggest. Because I was like, that's the biggest. The biggest in BYU history? Like Steve Young play there?
Yeah, but not the biggest player. The biggest was Steve Young, the biggest recruit.
Well,
there's a big difference.
How about some of the guys they've had though?
You go back.
Detmer.
Yeah, but is he the biggest recruit?
I won a damn Heisman Trophy, right?
Yeah, I mean, they had really good players. Don't get me wrong, but I'm just saying. Yeah, it wouldn't.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. But this guy's ranked fifth. He's the fifth quarterback. He's the number five quarterback by 247. Mm. I mean, number five. I know it's a big deal. What I wonder about is BYU, did they just outbid Oregon on this kid?
Well, the first thing my question would be, is there any sort of affiliation with the LDS community?
Yes.
That'd be my first.
He's going on a mission.
Yeah, so there you go.
That's helpful.
That wraps it. Looking for an affiliation, there it is.
He's going to him. He's going on a mission.
Still getting a five-star quarterback out of BYU.
It's still pretty incredible. Yeah. BYU's, like I said, they're doing very well.
They are.
Kalani Sitake, great dude, friend of mine. Got a lot of friends on that staff, a ton of friends. I can almost name the whole staff.
And they're moneyed, right?
Yes, they are, 100%.
Yeah, he plans on serving a mission for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints prior to enrolling.
Now, back when they got DeBonsa back in December, it was pointed out they have 875 donors from over 30 different states, and they're doing – the NIL era has been very, very, very good for BYU.
You want to travel someplace, and if BYU travels anywhere, the crowd will follow. There is a
fervent following.
Yes, very, very much so. So there's been a change in the LDS in the mission is that now you used to have to be 19 before you could leave, and now you don't. You can be 18, which means that he can depart whenever right when he graduates, so that way he can be back in 1 year. But before there was always wasn't controversy. It was always just the timing of the mission. So what you had to know was, is he going to go right when he turns 19 or when will he enroll? Because sometimes they would come for a year and they would depart. So to match up your numbers on scholarship was a lot of work. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of work to have the mathematical system for it. And then also you'd get thrown sometimes. All of a sudden be like, okay, he's going to go on his mission. So you would sign him and then you would know he was not coming to school. Then sometimes you get the phone call, you know what, making a change. We do want to come to school right now. That's like we don't have a spot right now because you were slotted in this area when you were going to come back in. And there was always, remember, when they leave and go on their mission, mm-hmm. and they're gone for 2 years, that's 2 years of mission work. They're not getting in football work.
They're not out.
So they have some time to do some things, but it is a true mission work. Mm-hmm. And so when they come back, it's generally a full year to get them back to where they need to be. So, but that's also one of the big advantages forever at the schools that had this was they were playing with grown men. All of a sudden, like that the offensive linemen were 25 years old.
I know,
24, 25 years old.
Which is helpful.
Yes. So it's a very interesting, interesting comment. Interesting recruiting, and I was able to be part of it twice in depth at Utah and at Utah State. It was a lot of fun.
So they are Rider Lions. He goes on a 2-year mission before he plays for him, so he might come back throwing a wobbly ball.
Take it while I get going again. Yeah. Then all of a sudden you have a quarterback that's playing this 24 as a senior. Like going, how's it going for you?
Don't mind that.
Pretty well. Don't mind that. Pretty good.
Make a ton of money. I mean, their basketball program, they treat it like a pro organization. Mm-hmm. They're going to be really good.
They are. They were good last year. They were good last year. Way better this year. When we come back, Song of the Day and Mailbag is next on an early break on the
second. Bag!
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.